Hi everybody. Welcome back to this wonderful podcast brought to you by me, a depressed person who is trying to find her way back to sanity and to productivity and to a happy life. Overall, a peaceful life. I have a sore throat. We celebrated Independence Day last Friday. So one of my cousins cousin was a little sick. So I think I got it from him. So anyway, I just wanted to share that I am again looking for jobs on platforms on internet. I'm trying to send I have been sending some applications. I've been just doing that since I don't know, last week. And yeah, it's going okay. I need to focus on that. That's what I'm doing. I'm still going some days with my mom to work with her, but not every day. So I'm just being home and, you know, the normal stuff, the normal average random life that I've always have, that I've always had. And yeah, just trying to stay positive, to stay focused on that, because like I said, I mean in life I think I only have one goal, and or let's say two goals, and those two are connected. So pretty much whenever I achieve the first one, the second one will come along if I keep you know, focused and working on that. It is super hard for me to stay motivated. It's pretty much, well, I'm not going to say like impossible, because nothing is impossible as far as I know. I think it just takes a lot of will. It takes a lot of will just to keep doing something in order to go something else, or to get somewhere else. I just wish to continue being focused, because you know, it's super hard for me to do that. You know, I just lost my will so quickly. I'm just so tired of that. I'm so tired of me, of myself, just putting my, how do you say in English, like boycott, you know, like self-destruction, self-destructive behavior, like whenever I'm trying to find a way out of this depression or this lifestyle, and then I'm doing so, and I'm trying to focus and stuff, and then suddenly I just feel like shit again. Like, no, this is not possible. Who am I trying to fool? I'm never gonna make it. I was born just to, you know, to be a no one, and all that negative self-talk. And I'm tired of that, man. I'm tired. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be that. I don't want to be that person. I just honestly, what I really want to do now is just stay focused, to be strong enough to just don't care about anything else, about my symptoms, about my negative self-talk. I don't want to worry. I don't want to listen to anything else that is not bringing, yeah, it's not going to bring me to the place I want to be. You know? And I have to say it out loud. That's why I do this, you know? That's why I record these episodes, to remind myself. And I wish I can continue being in this state of mind, you know, like a little more excited about life, excited about my possibilities and how capable I actually am of doing whatever I want, because also whenever I you know, I try to find a job, and then I see, I read options, and I see, I mean, job offers. Sometimes if they are too physical, or they I have to commute, you know, to take a bus or two buses or something, or walk, I don't want to do it. And also, yeah, if it's too physical, I'm just like automatically like, no, that's not an option, because I am not going to make it, you know? I already place myself in a, in the negative position, in the no, I cannot do that without even trying, you know, without even taking the first step. And that's actually the negative self-talk. I want to just get rid of that. And I know I can. I know, because I've done I've done sorry, I lost my focus of reading a comment, I mean a message. Anyway, I just have I have everything I can. I mean, the thing is that yes, I do feel tired. Yes, I still feel exhausted. Yes, I still feel like I have this chronic fatigue. I cannot get rid of it. I mean, I haven't been able to get rid of it. And I mean, I'm not going to, I mean, how much more am I going to wait until this just gets better? Like, I don't even know if it's gonna be better. Ever. Just like that. And I don't wanna be stuck. I'm tired. I'm sick. I mean, I'm sick and tired of being stuck. You have no idea. This comfortable position where I am in is just at the same time too exhausting and boring. You know, I talk about this every Friday with my therapist. He, I mean, last time, last Friday, he told me like he hears my voice like good, you know, like I'm doing good. And you know, he knows me. He's seen my worst, you know, my worst moments. So he knows that right now I'm doing better. Actually, I am doing better. I am enjoying my family. I'm enjoying I'm sorry. I mean, we being with the dogs, and I'm enjoying it a lot. I never really thought that could be possible, like enjoying a gathering or whatever. It used to be like a pain in my ass or something, but now it's fun, you know? It's fun playing video games with my nephew. It's fun, you know? We laugh together. He's so smart and he's funny. He's so nice, and you know. And I'm actually enjoying every little minute that I am with my family. We are not perfect. Nobody is perfect. They are not perfect. But still, we can get along and we can laugh and we can, you know, enjoying our time together. So that's good. That's something good happening in my life. Me being able to accept that, you know, instead of being angry all day, like, oh, I have to go to see my family. No, like, okay, let's do it. You know, no one's forcing me. On the contrary, I actually want to do it, you know. Anyway, yeah, basically that's what's happening. Like, I really want to stay focused this time. I really need it to stay focused. I need to be strong. I need to be, despite the fact that I feel really fatigued, really tired. I don't know what's happening to me. I don't know why I feel like this. Like, I just, you know, I don't really gain any weight. I'm just, you know, trying to eat better and stuff, but I'm not gaining any strength either. And that's kind of a bummer. But like I said, I cannot be waiting much longer for things to change. And I know that I maybe have to go to, you know, doctors and tell me to, yeah, to figure out what's wrong with me, you know. My mom just straight told me, like, you have to actually, yeah, like, focus on what the fuck is going on with you. Why are you so tired all the time? You know, I sleep sometimes too much, and I don't want to get up. I don't want to get up, and I never feel like, fresh and energized. I don't even know that. I mean, what the fuck? I don't feel that anymore. Since I don't know how long ago already. And I want to do that. I want to feel excited. I want to feel energized. You know, like, yes, it's another day, and I'm gonna make it. And my body's full of life. And you know. But again, if I just continue waiting for that to happen, I don't know, dude. It's already middle of September. I cannot believe it. And it's just like, there's no time. There's no time. And at the same time, there is. Well, time doesn't exist really. But you know what I mean? Like, there's always gonna be a problem, you know. There's always gonna be walls and yeah, like things we don't like. And but it just right now it just depends on me. Like, it always has dependent of on me, basically. So, yeah, that's the self speech I wanted to hear myself talking, saying out loud. And I really hope I could have like that switch on and off, you know, in my brain or somewhere, that I could just put it in on mode to stay focused and to stay motivated despite anything else that goes in my life. I don't want to care about anything else. I don't want to get distracted. I just want to achieve these goals that I have. Like I said, this is the only thing I care about. I'm not going really, I'm not going to share it right now, but I think you kind of get the idea of what I'm talking about. But yeah, my psychologist is, he's supporting me, you know, he says like, yes, just go ahead. You got this, you know, you can do this. Just stay focused and work your ass off. You know, and yes, I want to show and I want to demonstrate myself that I can do it, that I am able to do it, even if I die trying. Otherwise, I don't really have any other reason to be here. You know what I mean? I have to grab myself. I mean, grab something to keep this high spirit and this high mood. But anyway, thank you for listening. Once again, let's just keep trying to live not that miserable life. You know, I know it's hard. I know it's really, really hard for everybody nowadays, and I think it's getting more difficult every time, you know. In general terms, like, everything is just so expensive already, and everything is changing. Like, the weather is changing for the worse. There's way more depression, there's way more anxiety, like, everybody is just so unhappy. It's not easy to be a human, if you ask me. But I think we have to just grab onto something that keeps us alive, and not only alive, but, you know, to keep us a little bit content. I wouldn't say happy, but, you know, a little bit, looking forward for something better to come. But I know that we have to work for that. I wish I could be rich, you know, but I need to work towards that. And yeah, you know, I wish I could say, well, I don't have to work because I live in a country where having depression and anxiety is enough to apply for government help, you know? But that's not happening here. It's not. You feel whatever you feel, however you are, and you have a disability or whatever, and, you know, government doesn't even give a fuck. They don't help. I have friends who are sometimes facing really, really, or just facing anxiety and depression, or ADHD, whatever, and they don't work because government helps them. And yeah, they don't have to go do anything because they have enough money to pay the rent and to pay groceries and to pay whatever they want. But I'm not in that place, and I'm not that lucky. And that really sucks, and that makes me so angry. So angry. And that's it. I don't know. I'm not gonna get angry here. I just wanted to share a little bit of my thoughts lately, of my feelings. And thank you for listening. Take care, and see you next time. Bye bye.